Time now for the Linden Hometown News with our man about Linden, Bo Wild.
And brought to you by Jake's Barbecue in Linden, home to the juicy underground burger and waffle fries. You can order up online, pick up, dine in, or have it delivered within the city of Linden. It's easy, tasty, and of value. Visit undergroundburgers.com for the latest details.
Okay, we're rerunning this one, Bo. That's what they were doing Saturday night there at the Linden Fairgrounds, right?
Yeah, they were. The demolition derby went on without a hitch. The weather held out. It was a beautiful night. I was told that a little bit of mud or a little bit of rain kind of settled the dust, made it a great night, and gave the cars a little bit more traction, made it a lot more fun. I didn't get a chance to see it. I was hoping to get out there, but I had company and it didn't quite make it out there. So,
yeah,
but,
I saw where Dylan Honkoop, of course, folks who listen to KGMI know Dylan, and he was one of the announcers, I guess, at the event on Saturday. I was thinking that the rain and the mud would probably make it a little bit more exciting.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it did. So those of you that made it, call in and tell Joe all about it today.
Yeah, keep me busy. That's right.
That's right. So do you know that Linden has a mall, Joe?
I know they have some shopping centers.
Well, they also have a mall. And Linden, the Linden Mall, it has a little moat inside it. It's just off of Front Street. It has some shops in it, yes, a couple of restaurants. And it also has a theater.
Now, is
the
this
Claire
the
Theater.
Is this the former Mercantile building?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of updating you, making sure you kind of get your bearings and stuff. The Claire Theater has plays going on off and on all year. Right now, it's called The Proof, and it's about a daughter and her famous mathematician father. So, and this will be performing now until November. Or October 3rd, excuse me. And there's different times that you can get tickets, and it's $15. This theater is pretty small. It'll seat about 160 people, but you know, something a little new and something a little different, a little cultured, for Linden, besides, you know, kind of, it's quite a dichotomy from the demolition derby to, play, but
that's
hey,
right.
There's a little something for everybody,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. So. Yeah. Hey, you know, I think, you know, the Theater Guild, maybe that's someplace you should check out there, Bo. You might be quite the thespian.
I might be. I'll have to check into the Linden Performing Arts Guild and see if they have a place for me. So I'll probably be running the lights or something like that, to be honest with you, Joe.
Yeah, okay. All right. You forget your lines.
Quite possibly.
And work's coming up on the Badger Road.
Yeah, they are doing some work on the Badger Road. There's the Cam Road Fish Passage. They've been doing work on it, and they'll have some closures going on there between September 27th to October 1st. So off and on closures. So just be ready to be rerouted out that way over by the Northwood Road. Mm-hmm. So this will be east of town, but it's quite a passage in and out from Sumas and Everson area. So just so people are aware that there might be some delays or you might have to go through some detours to get into town. So just a little something different coming into town, Joe.
And once again, that's next Monday that starts?
So the 27th would be starting on next Monday,
yeah. Yeah. All right, well, it's Linden Hometown News. It's brought to you by our friends. And Bo, you took us out to lunch on Friday, and it was delightful there.
At Jake's, yes. Yeah,
exactly.
Right on. Jake's Barbecue, serving up slow-smoked and tender tri-tip, brisket, and other barbecue favorites that are sure to satisfy your taste buds. What's for dinner tonight? Jake's is always the best choice.
And Bo Wild, our dapper man about Linden. Thanks, Bo.
Thanks, Joe.